please. It's time for us to go back into a standard type of mood. We've brought you up to a simmer. We've taken you to a rolling boil. I think we're going to bring you back down with a few little cool-off acoustics. Salty Greyhound. We're going to shift gears a little bit here. I'm going to put away my guitar and take out my singing saw. You may have been entranced by our breakout hit single Machine, but I don't think you've ever heard it like this before.
All right. This song, I think, was released like 10 years ago. It's called Machine.
Thank you.
so tired and lazy. One look at my face and you might think that I'm crazy. The sun didn't shine cause I was working inside of the factory square. I swear I never lie. My machine, 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 machine. Working around these old cinnamon grounds, I'm wired and tired, but I've got nothing to say. Oh, but finally someone will see me inside and help me to get high, high, high. Oh, finally someone will see me inside and help me to get high, high. I'm a machine, 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 machine. Cause I'm a machine, 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 machine. Thank y'all. All right, I think we got one more.
We've been Salty Greyhound here on WMFO. I've had a lot of fun playing with and for you. Let's finish her off, baby!
You good? Yeah, you can get some. This is called Birches.
Cage, I'd rather it be packed with. better than being alone, but I'm alone. Invisible words feel like ugly weather. Voices dry, grown inside of trees, in the whitest birches in the world, the brightest dank birches that you've ever seen. I am overgrown. It's better than
Salty Greyhound. This was so fun. Thank you for having us.
Breathe.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ed Council.
Tuning into
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. You just heard They Came to Rock featuring Barrance Whitfield from the Amplifier Heads. Before that, Sweet Life from Tell. And before that, Insanity from Arrows of Athena. And now we're going to hear something from Stars Like Ours. You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was just High from Stars Like Ours. And here we go with Salty Greyhound. Mm. Welcome into this other part of the radio station.
Thank you. Happy to be in this section.
Yeah, thank you. That was really fun.
Well, it's nice to, like, you should see, like, every section at least a little bit on your first way through. And that way you can decide if you want to come back.
Exactly. Yeah, so far, so good. Yeah. We even like the bathroom. So.
The bathrooms are great.
Prime.
Well decorated.
Yep.
Yeah. Big shout out to Zwan. Big shout out to Zwan.
And Melomax.
Billy Corgan's super group.
Oh, yeah.
There's a, there's like a love note from the singer of Amel and the Sniffers to Max somewhere in the...
Somewhere in the studio.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, wow. Good band.
Yeah, he brought them down here to the studio.
Oh, that rules.
Love that.
Max is cool.
Amel's, that band's blown up. Didn't they, like, open for the Foo Fighters at
really?
Somewhere, that's Fenway, really, or crazy. Somewhere crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't like Spinal Tap drummer blow up. It was just like
yeah, no, they were real, yeah, real big, yeah, big band. Yeah, that's great though. Oh man.
So that was a very cool set.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
It was fun to play.
Yeah.
That was.
I feel like we're not used to playing for 45 minutes. Usually
yeah,
it's like a half hour.
We still managed to play everything so really fast. Everything was faster than we usually.
2 minutes
everything
to spare.
Was a little bit fast.
Everybody, and it wasn't my fault this time. It was everybody. We just did it.
We just had high energy.
We just did it. Yeah, it was great.
I thought the tempo was solid.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Apologize for when my bass wasn't on for a bit. But
that's all right.
Give us a chance to miss you.
Oh, well, you came in perfectly. The way when you came in, it was very dramatic.
Yeah. Well, it makes it sound like experimental or
yeah,
exactly.
We're always experimenting.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always experimenting with my cables not working.
Yeah.
Well, once I saw this band, Melt Banana.
Oh, great.
And the Agacha, the guitarist, played a solo just using patch cord, putting on people's heads. And it was somewhere at Tufts. Some room somewhere.
Do different heads sound different?
Yeah, they did.
I bet.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
That's cool.
Who knows?
Yeah, some.
When was that show? I would love to see them.
It was a long time ago. Yeah. It was like probably, I'd guess like 12, 15 years ago, something like that.
I feel like they still come around once in a
while.
Yeah,
I saw them at Sinclair maybe a couple years ago.
Jeez. I feel like last time I saw it was at the Paradise and I was like, it's not going to. They're too noisy for that venue. It's not going to sound great. And I didn't go and I should have.
Sometimes I'm like that. Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, whatever.
And then like, why didn't I do that?
Yeah.
And we went to go see Melvin's at the Paradise when they did the Bases Loaded tour.
Yeah.
Where with two bass players.
I was at that one.
Oh, yeah. So good. So good. But it was like, the whole time, like, if this was at almost any other room in the city, it would have been even better. Cause,
the sound there is so awful.
Yeah, two incredible bass players.
Yeah. It just sounds
and it was
really
just kind of like,
yeah,
a little bit of a bludgeon as opposed to, I mean, it's a Melvin, so.
I think sometimes they want it to sound like a bludgeon.
Something tells me Buzzo didn't mind.
Yeah.
Great band. One of our biggest inspirations.
Joel's doing literally all of the time.
Yeah. I'll go check out
just
this.
Just yapping, yeah.
Yep.
Well, we clearly have mutual
interests.
No, it's
true. Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
So what's in the future for Salty Greyhound?
Alex and Murray are going to decide.
Just a lot of recording and writing and trying to get out of Boston, which we've never done. We'd love to play in Rhode Island or New York.
Did you guys play in Montreal?
Oh, we did play
we
in
did.
Montreal
once. A while
ago,
but
yeah, that's cool.
Do that again.
Yeah, the only outside of Boston show.
No way, and it was international.
Yeah, just because I really wanted to visit.
Oh, cool.
So I was like, let's do that display.
But yeah, we were working on our album for about 10 years, and it came out finally in April, May.
Yeah.
And so now that that's out, we're trying to put stuff out a little bit faster. So we have some things in the works cooking behind the scenes. So that's what we're working on.
Being seasoned.
Yep.
I think the Spotify guy says, like, bands should just come out with a new song, like, every couple minutes, I think.
Yeah. And that's what we're considering, like, a single once in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the songs that we played during that set are unreleased, so they
that's
should
true.
All be singles.
Most? Or is it, it's like half?
I said some.
Oh, sorry.
Some. Just some.
Sorry.
Yeah, we'll just space them out every week or so.
Yeah.
No problem.
I think that would be cool. But, like, try to do, like, a music video for every song.
Oh, damn.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not, like, the last one, just, like, a cool
casual
thing.
More like low budget.
Right.
DIY.
Keep the kids' interest.
We have some of that cooking behind
the
scenes.
Oh, yeah, we did
as
some.
Well. We
yeah.
did some proof of concept shoots.
I didn't even know this.
No, you
surprise.
Didn't.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Revealing it
behind
right
the
now.
Scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Welcome behind the curtain, everyone.
Welcome to my twisted mind.
Welcome to my twisted mind. Hold on for dear life.
Yeah, it's some new stuff.
Yeah. We're a family band. We just be playing. We're hanging out. We're
family
playing.
Band. We're
we are
just
kind of a family
like
band.
You. We put our pants on one leg at a time.
We're just like
we
you.
Do our own grocery shopping. We're just like everyone else.
Yeah. Despite what you may
believe it or not.
Believe it or not. despite the rumors.
We have three houses, though.
It doesn't sound like derivative of other people, though, so it's good.
Yeah.
What's the music?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
I feel like we try to make every song like its own little project a little bit. Yeah.
You feel like I hear a different band in every song. Like when you guys show us a song, like a band will come to mind for every song.
I feel like that's accurate.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I feel like I don't really worry about having them cohesive to each other. Because I always tell myself, like, I'm the common denominator, so it'll all come together. So exactly. I think they are all a little bit different.
Spot I think on. There's something that they all have in common. I don't know what it is, but.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that they're together.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun trying to, like, pick out sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have overlapping tastes, but we also, I think,
we have some differences,
all
too.
All over the place, too.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to get us to do something weird, electronic and
noisy.
I'd love to.
We'll do it. We're going to do it.
When we were playing Machine, I was
it's
like...
decided.
Now
that it's on air, it's in the book.
You can't take it back now.
It's true. I want to do the during Machine, the...
On the synth. I would love to. I feel like...
We want to do more synth songs.
Yeah.
I feel like what?
Like in the past, we had like probably up to like 8 or so people in the past. And we had like a guitarist, another guitarist, a keyboard player, auxiliary percussion, and it was just too much.
And no, it wasn't.
It was a lot.
I feel like
it was
a little
too much for you.
Yeah, so now we're like just 4 pieces.
I like it sleek. I like
it. Yeah, but I would love to start introducing a keyboard again.
Yeah.
We'll do it right this time.
Max Davis, if you're listening, you have to.
He's got to be listening. He
Max
has to
play keyboard.
Dollar Davis.
Dollar Davis.
Why did I say full name? I'm Alexander Kyle Judd. I'll make it level if I say my full name too.
Should we just go around then?
No.
Okay.
No, we shouldn't. I feel like it's too much personal information.
My name's confidential.
If you guys want to be mysterious, you can do that.
Yeah, I don't think we even introduced ourselves, so there we go. Except for Alex just now.
Yeah.
My name is MF Doom.
My name is Hillary Rodham Clinton.
My name is...
I saw you on TV before.
And
yours?
I'm Joel. I'm one of 3 Joels.
Okay.
Here.
It's a Joel thing.
You just wouldn't understand.
Yes.
Maria, could I talk to you off mic for a second?
Why do you always do this? Okay.
Sidebar, this has gone on.
Okay, sorry, it's recording. I won't get into
this
now.
Off air.
No, I will say though, we should thank Joel for inviting us.
We should.
Because we were here interviewing.
In
we were interviewing with Mellow Max.
Who we love.
Who was great, and he's been hanging out with us since we showed up. And Joel turned around. He was setting up for the band that was on after our interview, and he was wearing a shirt that said, "It's a Joel thing. You wouldn't understand." And I got more excited than I was
yeah,
because so
this
excited.
Person's name is
Joel. My name is Joel.
Yeah, just helpful context.
And it was just special. And then he invited us to come back, and here we are. And it was.
And I still don't understand.
And we still don't.
And
you guys don't.
You guys don't.
I understand that I'll never understand.
If there's any listeners named Joel, maybe they understand.
Yeah.
If you're out there, text me.
Yeah.
They have my number.
I
mean, it's a Joel thing you wouldn't understand.
Let's see how many Joels we can get in one room.
Say something that only a Joel would understand.
Damn. That was funnier than what I was going to do. Just like sing a Billy Joel line of some sort.
That's a Joel thing.
He gets it.
He gets it.
He understands. Heart attack. That's a Joel thing.
Joel, could I talk to you for a second?
Joel.
Hey, Joel.
I think that could be like an album made by just people named Joel.
Oh, man.
It's a Joel thing. And like everyone.
What Joels are there in music? Joel. Billy Joel.
Billy Joel Armstrong.
He's Billy Joe.
I know, but I wrote Billy Joel Armstrong in my AIM profile once. And then people were like, that.
Were you like my biggest musical inspiration?
Yes, I was.
They were were you at the show at Fenway last night, Alex?
Yes.
Were we with you last night?
Yeah.
We know
their whereabouts. We were together.
Listen, I was just curious if you were with Billy Joel
Armstrong.
At Fenway.
Grieve day.
Grieve day.
You say you rude the day?
Oh, I said grieve day.
Grieve day.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Who's the biggest Green Day fan in the band?
Probably me.
I was gonna
I
say.
I don't know.
Yeah, Alex and I.
We're head to head.
Yeah. I fucked with their album
so,
before.
Oh, so,
were you? Were either of you at the riot that Green Day played at the Hatch Show?
No.
I've
no.
heard about that actually. Yeah, this is in the 90s, right? Like 90.
Yeah, one of my friends was like working for the unnamed radio station that hosted it. Like we don't have to unnamed radio stations like yeah. the commercial ones do, but we're just gonna do that right now for fun. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
Anonymous. So what
happened?
Would love
to be there.
Wasn't it like an Earth Day? Was it the Earth Day thing or was it a summer thing?
That would be crazy.
It probably was something like that. Yeah. It was a huge. It was at the Hatch Shell and yeah. was like very well promoted, and there were right. too many people.
Right.
And it got shut down yeah. in the middle, like because gosh. There were too many people.
Right. That's like Boston Calling this year was.
Yeah, yeah. And your problem.
That's. Am I allowed to say that? That festival is a stinker to me. On the air.
To me,
that's
personally.
That's a kind of a reasonable thing to
it's
say.
A personal opinion.
Yeah. This doesn't reflect doesn't the opinions.
Personal
of
opinion.
I think it's cool yeah. that at least some of my friends.
There's some
are
local
allowed,
bands. Yeah.
Are allowed to play.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Where
I'm
like
into that.
When they started out, it was just like nobody from Boston.
Yeah.
yeah.
Boston calling
yeah.
everybody from Boston was like.
What is this?
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, it's a national or internet. It's a big promoter that's not from Boston, right? It's
probably,
not booked
yeah.
by.
I don't know exactly who. Yeah. But anyway, they did listen. Player? People were complaining.
Yeah.
And then they put all these yeah. Boston bands up there.
Yeah.
With, like,
I did
yeah.
see that.
And we played yeah. Nice Fest, which is.
That was fun.
That was great.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. There's like a Nice Fest like coming up. In a couple of days.
Yeah, I think yeah.
I think it's
weekend.
Actually starting in the matter of hours at this
oh,
point.
Oh, really? It's today.
Yeah. Oh, tomorrow. Yeah, Thursday. Oh, yeah. God, it's, yeah. Wow, it's late.
It's past our bread time.
Yeah. We're are we all pretty early to bed people?
No.
Not us.
Yeah, you guys
you.
Stay up late. I go to bed as early as possible.
Yeah, and can sleep through anything. It's
yep.
crazy.
Proud to say.
Like, sometimes you go to bed at, like, 8 p.m.?
Not as often as I used to, but yeah, occasionally.
But you also get up at like 6.
Yeah, I'm an early. I like to get up in the morning, get up early, and make coffee and relax and appreciate the you know the sunshine in the
couldn't
morning. And,
yeah, right.
Well, awful. I trained myself to sleep through anything when I was in high school. I'd fall asleep listening to like punk records and
also
loud
the parent,
bands.
That your parents have.
The what?
The loud parrot that lives in your house.
Oh, that was. This is before the parrot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my parrot. It's a cockatoo, pee-pee. By the way. It's a cockatoo.
Oh, excuse me.
It's not a parrot.
Pre-cockatoo.
Yeah.
Shout out,
yeah.
Colby the cockatoo.
Is he
Dang.
Listening?
My, I mean, my sister will
he
be
He loves
souped.
The radio.
I bet he's listening.
He does listen to the radio 24/7, because he's like very social. They have the intelligence of a toddler, and so my parents keep the radio on for him.
Because he's like, oh, there's people.
And around. He dances to music. He really likes music.
He's really sweet.
He hates listening to sports broadcasts.
Because there's no music.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's like hostile sounding.
We learned
yeah.
this in 2011
it's
watching
sort of
the NBA Finals.
Vibe, like the narration.
Yeah, he probably picks up on the tension and it's probably just kind of static.
I have a friend who he likes to listen to the sports casting only when the local teams lose really badly.
Interesting.
So then the people go, oh my, what?
Oh, like talk.
So like they're all like
okay.
losing their minds, and he finds that amusing.
It is kind of
funny.
It's
funny when we're
yeah.
out somewhere and I never know even what game's going on
yeah.
and suddenly just like
the
everyone
shifts
screaming
yeah.
and
yeah.
upset. I'm like, what happened?
You know
what
was funny?
And not upset.
You were
yeah.
there. You were back in St. Louis. Alexander Kyle Judd is from St. Louis. Maria and Susie and I and our friends Edwin and Judd, shout out to them if they're listening. We went out with my softball team after a couple of late games, some tough losses, and it was the Bruins game 7, and we did not know that.
Funny.
And so
like
10 softball
in
players in uniforms and my birthday posse walk into this like crowded bar in Brookline with like, you know, baseball bats in stirrups and whatnot and what have you. And they're like, good God. But they let us in. They were very hospitable.
Like
I remember the place
kids.
I would shout them out because it was actually very, they were very patient with us.
Yeah, they were nice.
Yeah, but there's nothing worse than being at a sports bar when you don't know or care.
Yeah.
And I'd say this as a sports lover, aficionado, nerd.
True.
Well, it could be worse if you're like in a sports bar and you didn't realize it, but you're wearing like the Rivals.
Oh, that's pretty like, bad. Yeah,
well, that was
swag.
Like, on St. Patrick's Day, we went out. We were all wearing green, and Joel was being a contrarian. You're like, I'm gonna wear orange, and I was like, you realize?
No, I had
orange,
my orange coat on.
But you, no, you told bad me you're gonna idea. Wear orange, and
I did not realize that
was
for the evil English faction of. Whatever. We don't need to get too into politics here, but, you know.
Evil.
You can... I mean, listen, you can...
History speaks for itself.
Yeah, history speaks for itself. Listen, I'm Portuguese. I have my own stuff to answer for.
Huh?
I'm just saying, like, diverting. Garfield drawing on the wall.
And Meatwad's over there. Behind you.
I love it.
On three, everybody say your favorite cartoon of all time.
Oh, I don't know.
One, two... Three. SpongeBob. I mean, it's we were all watching him last night.
But if there were like conspiracy theories about SpongeBob, so that's got to be at least a decent cartoon.
Yeah.
If there's if you think a cartoon has like no conspiracy theories, then like, are you even a cartoon bro? Like
that's real, you know. And it's funny because I believe in so many things that are considered conspiracy theories, and when SpongeBob conspiracy theories are brought up, I am. So deeply offended, I can't even.
Well,
I just
like
am. I just am.
There was
it just means too much to me.
Who found a lost tape that had some scary stuff on it, and
yeah, some Squidward
been,
did some
yeah,
stuff
some
to
Squidward
himself.
Did some bad stuff on
to himself.
Tape. But
yeah.
And it
allegedly.
Hasn't been released.
Allegedly,
but there's a first-hand account of it.
Yeah, just do some research.
Personally,
wait, what
I
are
don't
the other? It. What are the other conspiracies?
Well, this one maybe isn't. A conspiracy, but I always heard that it was originally written for each character to be one of the deadly sins, and it was supposed to be a religious show, and then they pivoted. I don't know if
oh, I heard
true.
There was going to be like an adult cartoon, adult-oriented cartoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, huh. Not Simpsons-y.
These,
like
are, these are pretty good.
Yeah.
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 I think that is true.
There's also, like, the classic, like, I don't know who exactly, but I'm sure, you know, take your pick between, you know, Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly,
oh,
whatever.
Like
they're
gay,
turning the frogs gay. Like, which that's Alex Jones. That's an Alex Jones quote. But
well, SpongeBob is.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
well,
I think
he's
canonically.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's not. That's and that's probably what their problem with it is. Right? Is like, this is not a man.
It's a sponge.
It's a sponge. Let him be.
Yeah,
he's a sponge.
That's like my. That's my hero. That's my guy.
Yeah, I agree.
I hope they don't ban sponges.
Oh my god. Well, we all saw what happened in that Seinfeld episode when Elaine has to scramble for those sponges. And we had become, you know, there's a limited, there's a finite amount of sponges.
Tuning out
different
sponge.
It's a different sponge, yeah, for sure. For sure a different sponge.
Anyway.
Well, I'll put it on the docket to watch.
Yep.
I wouldn't, no, never mind.
So I always think the most people say, like, marriage is between one man and one woman. I'm always like, well, which man and which woman?
Yeah,
just
what?
Just one.
And, like,
really
I guess everybody
so
else has to live in sin.
It's like
right?
This guy
yeah.
Over
I guess,
here.
Yeah, the first ones to do it, probably.
Yeah.
And then everyone else didn't count.
Yeah, everybody has been in big duty.
Everybody
for
else,
a
it's
long time.
It's fake. It's just, like, copycat.
Straight to heck.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Oh, crazy.
Darn to heck with the huge spork.
Oh, yeah. That is a huge spork.
So do you guys have, like, any, like, gigs planned that you want people to go to?
We do, okay, yeah.
For sure.
We're playing at the Brighton Common.
Oh, yes, we are.
Yeah.
September.
Trying to find
and
it.
And the date of that...
Is
September
21st.
September 21st, we're playing on the Brighton Common.
And we're playing at Square Root in Roslindale on August 23rd, which I believe is a restaurant. Or like
it's like a coffee
bar,
shop.
Coffee
yeah.
shop.
But they have okay. like some like alcohol, but it's not like like a full bar.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, it'll be cool. I haven't been like I catch us on.
I've never been to Rosie.
Ever?
Nope. That's where all my all my coworkers are. Yeah.
And then we're playing a show in Brighton also, right?
Yeah, we're playing at a mystery location in Brighton.
Yeah. And you can find our Instagram, Salty Greyhound, and we have all our shows there.
So on the Instagram, where you're talking about the secret location, it'll say "Ask a Cop."
Yeah, exactly. Like cops hit us up.
Yeah.
We'll give you all the information you need.
Well, specifically, so. You have to ask a BU cop. The BU, we they told might the BU know. Cops.
Yeah, they'll be there.
They know.
Because we are cops.
We also wrote it down somewhere.
I'm a cop. I'll
somewhere on what was formerly Braves Field. That's it.
Oh, okay. So people can find it there.
So, where did the name Salty Greyhound come from?
We used to be called Brazil, but that, like, from the... I was going, like, after the movie, but it was hard to find us online.
Something else comes up when you Google Brazil.
Yeah.
Or even you get this, after the movie.
Get this huge country.
Yeah. And that,
that's the one. Even if you type in Brazil music, you're just going to get...
Yeah, not even
Los
that.
Los Mutantes.
Brazilian music, yeah.
So, I think Maria had, like, a song called Salty Greyhound, or like a little like album thing or something. I don't know, you had it. We just liked it. It was unique and sort of funny.
We were throwing out names and we all kind of liked that one.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with names. Everything sounds too serious, I feel.
Yeah, we needed something that you can't really, nothing else is called that. So people are always like, isn't that a drink? And I always say, no, Salty Dog is a drink and a Greyhound is a drink. Salty Greyhound would be if you mix those two drinks, but no one's ever done it before.
It might not work. Time, like a couple days ago.
Okay, it was good.
It's just like salty vodka.
It wasn't that as good as a Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, it was good.
You love salty drinks.
Just refreshing, but also salty.
Hydrating.
Yeah.
So then you'd have to drink more if it's salty.
That's a good point. Maybe it's like counterintuitive. And then a Greyhound, I think, isn't there Sprite in it or something?
I feel like it's grapefruit. I'm not really sure.
We could mix them. We'll make a signature cocktail.
Well, people out there, they can do their own research.
Yeah.
They can come up with
call into the station if you're
Salty Greyhound conspiracy theories.
One good conspiracy theory could be that you were forced to change the name of the band
because of some litigation.
The country of Brazil was back off.
No, the movie.
Don't come to Brazil.
The country of Brazil found out there was a Portuguese in the band named Brazil,
and they were like,
no.
Get out of here.
We dealt with you people once.
I don't know if there's any. Are there any other conspiracy theories about us?
About us?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe the alligator's real.
Ooh.
They might, you know.
Like, maybe the alligator's in your practice space.
Well,
maybe we
one of us.
And maybe, you know how we said we used to have a lot of band members, and now we have a lot fewer band members?
Because we fed them to the alligator.
And these ones are really scared of us and do everything we say, because they think there might be a consequence.
Damn. But the alligators in the song are so nice.
They are nice.
They're just living their
life. They're
just
regular people,
They're just guys.
Notoriously.
Still got mouths.
True.
Yeah, still got mouths. Everybody's got to eat.
You guys seen Pearl, where she's...
Great. Thank you, Salty Greyhound. Let's remind people of the shows.
August 23rd in Roslindale.
At Square Root
with Abby Volta. And I forgot who else. Prey Hound. And then September 21st in the Brighton Common outside during the day with corner art rooms.
Think of the fall think of us and come to the show.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Thank
Salty
you so
Greyhound.
Much.
Ooh.
Thank you. It's 11 on a Monday night. I gotta study, but I got this song to write. I wanna be back out in the crowd, playing hard, singing loud. It says sweating on this podium. I don't wanna go to school. I don't wanna go. What if I wake up in a tour van? Never have, never can for now, but maybe later. Betcha myself in again. I put some music out and the numbers in. I do it well. I found a special kind of hell. I don't wanna go to school.
future.